who's on here?
It ain't me.
I ain't no fortunate son. Memorial Day edition. You looking around clueless, Lurk. Even more clueless than usual.
I can't hear anything.
Well, I can hear you, and that's all we freaking. Right. I think you're all right. Doesn't matter. Hi, Dad's LA Memorial Day edition. The Lurk is back.
Hello.
Murph from Hollywood. Hollywood Murph. Got your skull in. You're freaking... Okay. Budweiser, you're not plugged in?
Budweiser and Skoll are in place.
It's all right. Just sit there and look goofy, Lurk.
I still can't.
Keep plugging it in.
The red button's on.
Oh, the red button means go. There we go.
There we go.
The Irish Oakland Raider.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize there's a lot of Irish in Oakland.
Well, I figured this was going to be... Given the topic for tonight, you know, like given the Irish side of things and
Black Irish,
and then how things are going to be Patriot, probably Irish sided, and I figured it's like, well, you got to have the dark side, the Darth Vader of everything.
Can I should just name
the Raider side of the greatness of football life?
I should just change the name of this show to fucking Deflategate because I think I'm bringing this is like fifth episode. You can't fucking escape it. They won't let you escape it.
Have
I been what? They want you to move up.
Have you been losing some weight there, Deflator?
I been losing weight?
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely fucking correct. I think that Deflator thing was in reference. Murph,
well, I've been
fighting
a lot. You know what I mean? I've been fighting a lot more. I've been eating a lot of more beans because, you know.
Why does everybody forget? Why does it get lost in translation? That whole Deflator text was in fucking May of last year.
Yeah.
It was in May of fucking last year.
Well, you know, Tommy likes his balls the way he likes his balls.
He likes his fucking balls.
You know, what are you going to do? You know,
there's no way, and I fucking say this all the time, that anyone will listen to me, all fucking four listeners, have probably heard this fucking 40 fucking times. There's no way he tells this Peter Griffin motherfucker to go in the fucking, just fart, Lurk.
Yeah.
Do you know the other guy's name's Yastrzemski?
It's not Yastrzemski, it's Pestrimski.
All right, whatever. Polish name.
Yeah, it's almost fucking. By the way, man, I watched freaking a Kyle Yastrzemski YouTube video, man. Fuck up with the most fucking unathletic, unprofessional looking fucking athlete. He's great.
Smoked two packs a day.
Smoked fucking in the dugouts. He's about 5'9", 175 pounds. Looked like a fucking middle-aged man when he was in his 20s. And he's like, you know, I could be the top three greatest Red Sox player of all time.
Yeah, this was the man.
Ortiz or Yaz?
Yaz.
Yeah, that's nostalgia talking, but it's got to be Ortiz.
Well, you know, it's got to be Big Poppy because, you know, he fucking beat the Yankees.
And he freaking did it again two years ago. We're not talking baseball yet.
Well, not yet.
I got more to fucking say about this Deflategate bullshit. I'm pissed at Bobby Kraft, man. I don't like the way he fucking folded. Well, did you think he had to?
Well, shit. He's got a lot of politics to play. You know what I mean? He's fucking licking Goodell's balls. And when
he's
we're
looking
talking
that
about
fucking 34-year-old girl's ass too. See his fucking see that trim he's walking around.
He's
with?
Not a bad looking guy though. You know?
Yeah, you think that's
he's got
it?
A couple of ducats.
You think
he's got a house on the nice. He's got a house on the island. He's doing all right. You know what I mean?
The NFL finally has its own gym bus out there.
You know, he's got cheese company named after him, man. Macaroni and fucking cheese. You know?
No, that's not how he made his money. He made his money in boxes, right?
Mm-hmm. True.
His wife fucking started. Fucking, what's that? I don't know why her name's not coming to me now, but his wife started it.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
his wife started that business. It was her wife's dad, and he fucking came in, like any good Jewish boy,
ran the company
and then bought the team.
But he is related to the Kraft Empire. You know that.
The mac and cheese?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same family?
That whole fucking thing, I think.
I'm
pretty sure.
Well, I mean, dive into your box of answers.
They got
ducats. Yeah. No, but they got big dockets.
He's got huge money. He's a billionaire. That's the only reason he's walking around with that woman.
He's not worried about lunch money. Let's put it that way. You know what I mean?
But if fucking Brady really didn't do it, wouldn't you just fight it?
Did you hear the other day that this nice little old lady, she left in her old bet that Tommy didn't do it.
Her last freaking dying words. Tom didn't do it.
He didn't do it. He's a good boy.
There's no way.
You know, I mean, he's on a pedestal for us. You know, he can't shoot the Pope, but yet, you know, he's ours. He's ours. He's more so now. I mean, they had Orr before we were born, right? Yeah. You know, and then you know, we talked a little about Yaz. Yaz was like our dad's guy or whatever. Yeah. We have a big Poppy. We have that, but we have our hero. That we connect with, that we look at every flipping Sunday. We got Tommy Townsend.
That's true, but I'd still make the case that Larry Bird is pretty fucking big, too.
Larry Bird was amazing during the 60s, and I did forget 60s, about that. 80s. You know,
I hate to jab a spike into this, but I really got to ask this question, because I kind of admired the guy outside of the world of the Patriots was Drew Bledsoe. Do you guys just fucking hate Drew Bledsoe?
Drew Bledsoe was the human fucking statue. He was the human fucking statue.
Well, I know he got sacked a lot, but I thought he did well. I
when mean, he ran out of bounds that play, and... you know, he ran out of bounds in that play during the Jets, and he got his chest blown open and whatever. He should have died, yeah. But he didn't. And God bless that he didn't. He was a good man, and he still is a good man. But now that beheld the incarnation of Tom Brady.
Well, the thing with Bledsoe, he was frustrating as all fucking get out. You know what I mean? Because he would throw picks. But he would have games where he would freaking... They light put too up. Much on him. Look, I think Drew Bledsoe's a borderline Hall of Famer. I really do. He had a great freaking career.
Yeah. If he would go to Buffalo, he would have been fucking amazing.
He was good on Buffalo.
He was good, but I mean, had he gone elsewhere?
I tell you what, the thing though, and I've said this freaking for years, and anybody who listened to me, Brady is... It's not Kraft. It's not fucking Belichick. It's fucking Brady. And as soon as Tommy goes away...
We're going to be
10-6, you know, rest of the fucking, right in the middle of the pack.
Plus Garofalo or whatever his name is.
Garoppolo.
Yeah, Jimmy Garofalo. fucking comes out of the fucking, you know, off the bench there and does the same thing. Now, we can hope. We can fucking pray.
Are you saying it's going to have the Brady effect?
I'll stop going back to fucking church.
Second year player dethroning the season vet?
No. We still get a couple of years out of Tommy.
Oh, I would say this what I like about this is it's gonna fucking get him stoked and fucking to play seven more years.
Well,
you know what I mean? Well, I don't know. Yeah.
What do we got? Who's the oldest? What is it? Elway played till he was 42, 43.
He had Plunkett till 45.
Well, George Blanda played.
Don't even talk about fucking Plunkett, because Plunkett was a first round draft pick of the Pats.
He was.
Do you know that?
He was.
Do you know your history, Jim?
Wasn't Rich Gannon a Pat at one time, too?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Trying to make him a DB.
Yeah.
That's just a fucking...
Yeah. Yeah. Genius. But no, Jimmy Plunkett was our number one... They were the Boston Patriots there.
Was it? 1976.
The Pats.
Number one.
Yeah, 1976, number one. And they used to play in,
Schaefer Stadium.
Oh, that's right, Schaefer. Have you ever gone there? Fucking Sullivan Stadium, Schaefer Stadium? Shithole.
I did. I went, it was bleachers.
Straight up fucking metal bleachers, no backs, no nothing. Place was a fucking...
Sounds like Lambeau Field?
Well, in a sense. You know? I've never been to Lambeau.
I've never been either, but I heard it's just like once you get in there, that's all it is. It's like high school bleachers. It's
really?
Nothing special about it.
I don't know how the hell I get away with that.
I'm an old man now, man. I don't even like to go to games. It's just like a fucking,
too long a line to take a piss.
Too long a line to take a piss. It fucking takes forever to get out of there. I'd rather watch it on fucking TV, kid.
Why not?
It's just the best.
Go to the
easier.
Bar. You know?
It's easier. Just sit there and fucking watch it on TV. My brother was season ticket holders for years, like 10 years. After a while, he's like, fuck this. I don't even want this anymore.
It's good every once in a while.
It's good every once in a while, you know, but every fucking game.
No, I don't know how they do it. Well, it's only 8 weeks. You know, it's not like a fucking baseball season ticket holder. You know,
that's true. I have no idea how anybody would even want to do that, first of all. Fucking boring as all get out, man. I'm a big fucking baseball guy. You know, my grandfather and this shit. The Red Sox mean way too much to me.
God,
but
yeah.
It's fucking boring, man. The older I get, the fucking harder I have time watching it.
Well, because you can always do something while you're watching the game.
Well, that's sports in general.
You can fucking jerk off. You can fucking bang your old lady. You can fucking play on your computer. You can do whatever. You know, the game's on. It's like this tertiary thing. And the
background noise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's what sports in general. That's why I don't like watching fucking season 1 through 20 of fucking Breaking Bad. It's going to be quiet. In sports, you can talk over the whole fucking time.
Very true.
That's what I love about it, and I don't fucking sit around and watch Game of Thrones like you do, Lurk. You all right? You look like you're looking someplace to throw up.
No, I just was belching this way, so it wouldn't really go to the microphone.
Oh, it's mighty nice.
Get some of that magic juice, will you?
First 8 minutes of the show, you've already fought it, and now you're fucking burping and throwing up. You threw up earlier, right?
Gastrointestinal
stress. God, you're such an observational person, you know?
I threw up this morning, too, so.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Thank you. I stick in fucking beers. I took shots of something last night. Too old for this shit, man.
Yeah, that's one of the bad things about having taco trucks all around downtown LA. It's like you get that one bad burrito and it'll stick with you for a while.
Right, and there's no way those guys are regulated, right? I'm sure they get once in a while, they get looked at, but...
Well, as you were mentioning, too, before, it's like if you're going to go into the bar, what's the dirtiest place you're going to look at? It's going to be in the freaking veggie tray.
Yeah.
Or not the veggie tray, but the fruit tray.
Right.
And, well, just look at any of those food trucks. I mean... is there really inspectors that know where to go to see the food truck on the 5th and Olive?
Or, as long as it's tasty.
I'm fine with that, too. And I trust my digestive system to clean shit out and purify.
Salt and lime, it'll do it all.
Give me what I need. But every once in a while, there's a break in the armor. And
I try not to think about that shit because it would drive you fucking crazy if you think about all the fucking germs that are everywhere.
Well, that's where the people, I just get crazy. It boggles me, like, where they get so obsessed with hand sanitizer, this and this. And I'm like, you're fucking constantly touching things all day long. How many times are you going to put hand sanitizer on your hands? And like, but they only do it when they go to the bathroom. But think about like the doorknobs and
your remote control or your fucking phone.
Your fucking phone, kid. Yeah. That's the fucking worst.
Or even your face. Like that's one thing I love about teaching science. I tell the kids how dirty their face is.
Yeah, really.
You know, it's like if you want to keep cleaner, just stop touching your face.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how many times I fucking wiped my ass and then went right to my phone. Sorry, Cheyenne. Sorry you had to hear that. But I went right to my fucking phone. She's not paying attention.
She's
anyway.
Just in her thing.
But I go right to the fucking phone, and then I wash my hands after.
Or, you know, you're reading your phone while you're on the shitter. Yeah,
like 5 seconds, I fucking wash my hands.
Well, it's like when you're on the toilet, you got that 2 minutes where you get to think, oh, fucking Twitter's going to get this one right now.
Yeah, I'm off Twitter. I fucking done. I don't check it anymore. After this fucking Deflategate shit, I'd fucking feel my blood pressure going up freaking.
It's not worth
percent.
It.
It's not worth it.
No.
And there's so many fucking idiots out there.
Oh, there's haters. There's haters galore.
There's haters galore, and there's just dummies. You know, 12 million people, I was reading this, 12 million fucking people in this country believe that reptiles have infiltrated the fucking U.S. government. 12 million fucking people, Lurk. That's fucking 3 times the city of Los Angeles believe that there are reptiles.
There's a lot of scary people in this country, but, you know, regardless.
And they all have a voice. We all have a voice.
Exactly, and that's why we're here talking about things right now.
And that's, yeah, right. I mean, I'm fucking no better than the rest of them.
Well, the thing is, in the state of media, like, I love listening to ESPN for this fact, is where you have a guy like Colin Cowherd, which I fucking hate.
It's the worst. It's the worst person
he's
ever.
He's awful. But then he'll go, it's like, because of our blah, 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 quoted by an ESPN insider. That we cannot give the source.
Right.
So he's quoting a person inside his own corporation that cannot quote anybody else. And so it's just, it's minutia, 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 minutia.
It's like talking to the cops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's,
yeah, you know, whatever. Well,
how about that fucking ass clown Ron Borges from the Boston Herald? Did you see what he had to say the other day? And it made fucking national news. He's like, I'm told that Belichick never believed Brady. And that fucking showed up on my Yahoo, like, in 10 different fucking things. Yeah. My Yahoo account. Yeah. Ron Borges, who's been fucking caught for plagiarizing.
And he's a fucking douche.
He is a douche, but they get those voices, you know? Like, well, the voices in my head.
There's nobody really credible that works for the fucking Globe anymore. You know what I mean?
I hate anywhere.
It's like, you know, you have him, and I'd rather read the fucking scandal sheet. I'd rather read the Herald.
Well, here,
you
know, go this way. Who's credible these days? I'd say maybe Peter King.
You know who I love? Is fucking Peter Gammons.
Huh? Yeah, he's a little too nostalgic for
me,
though.
He's fucking old, and he's cool. And you know what? I actually had a beer with him one time. I was in San Francisco watching the Giants in the World Series, and we were at a bar and fucking bought him a beer.
He's
a fucking good guy.
I do think he is a good guy, but he's too fucking...
He's old.
Baseball, the sanctity of baseball, the integrity of the game.
You know, he's got a big baseball up his ass, but, you know, he's not like these fucking guys that when you watch on Sunday afternoon with fucking football, you got all these jackasses. You got, like, you know, Terry fucking Bradshaw.
Thins up.
You know, it kills me. You know, you got, Sterling Sharp? Fucking, that guy fucking.
Thins up.
Like, he knows what the fuck's going on. It's like, the only time you're fucking talking is because you need to pay some fucking alimony, you prick. You know what I mean?
Oh, Warren Sapp. That fucking ass clown.
You know what? Go get yourself another hooker on Super Bowl Sunday, you fucking douchebag.
Have you seen that video of him getting interviewed by the police? It's awesome.
No, I haven't.
I actually admire that. I never got a hook in my life, but I actually like the guys that have the fucking sex drive at that age who's freaking going to go out and risk everything.
But on Super Bowl Sunday, it's like, why don't
That's
you
like
wait?
The biggest sex trafficking holiday in the
it's
country.
It's the biggest white beefing and beating fucking hooker fucking buying day. Yeah. No, but why? You know, why can't you just take a day off? You know, beat off, watch some fucking Spankavision.
And he's Warren Sapp. He's got fucking all types of money. He can't get a girl from the bar to fucking come back with him.
I guess not to do what he wants to do. You know what I mean? Obviously. Oh, that's a fucking way of putting sick it fuck. You know, it's like LT getting fucking 13-year-old girls, though, you know, fucking do whatever the hell they want.
He is, too.
A sick bastard.
Playing fucking on coke all the time. That's why I fucking love all these fucking old coke. No fucking grinds my gears. It's fucking Don Shula. I hope Don Shula fucking just disappears.
You know, I went looking for him. I was in Miami last week, and I went looking for that fucking douchebag.
Shut his
I would love
mouth.
To fucking kill him. I would like to beat him with a fucking high heel.
Holy
moly. He does. He sucks. He's outspoken. Fuck that
Shut
guy.
Shut the fuck up.
18-0. Fuck you. Your fucking players are all goosed out on God knows what.
Right. And he just got, and you fucking talk about your comeuppance, he just got named in a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit, for forcing players to take painkillers with the threat of cutting them.
Yeah.
You motherfucker. The 70s. The 70s is like the biggest renegade fucking decade. All they cared about was fashion and drugs.
Is Lyle Alzado around anymore? You know what I mean? He's fucking
dead for
gone.
Like 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. It's like all those guys, they're all fucking dying off like flowers in the fucking fall. You know what
like
I mean?
Glenn Bias.
Yeah. Woo! Woo! Bad drugs get you. Get you every time.
But seriously, the 70s, those like gammons too, you know? You don't think fucking Babe Ruth was out partying all night and getting shot up with something the next fucking day? Absolutely he was.
Drinking and chasing tail.
Back then in the 20s and 30s, kid, they were fucking legalized methamphetamines. That's what like Hitler was on.
You could go to fucking an opium den. You know what I mean?
Those doctors had all types of shit that would be deemed illegal, popping that shit in their ass.
It wasn't even looked at.
Have you seen No-No, the documentary on Doc Ellis? Kid, that's a freaking movie.
Who's talking about that today?
I just brought that up today at the bar. Yeah.
Oh, you see it?
I watched it.
Oh,
I couldn't believe
it. What a movie. It's the 70s, though. Like, everybody dressed well in the 70s. Even, like, old-timers dressed well.
But the fact of the matter is I was on Netflix, and I see this thing, you know, and I love to watch sports documentaries.
And I
look at this, and then I hit, like, the preview thing, and it says, this guy, Doc. So-and-so from the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1970 pitches a no-hitter high on LSD. And I'm like, bang, play.
Yeah, right. Never heard that before.
No. I think I heard, remnants of it or whatever, but I was like, I need to do this. You know, I've taken LSD, and I've never pitched a fucking game.
No, Boston Bob, he thought he heard another story like that. Did he ever come up with it?
Mm-mm.
All right, never mind. All right, go ahead.
But what was, captivating about it is, like, you know, the first, like, 20 minutes you're into it, and he's just all saying, he's explaining, I was always fucked up. You know what I mean?
They all were.
Yeah. Like, my teammates knew I was fucked up. The other team knew I was fucked up. Yeah. But the best quote I love that he said was, I couldn't really see the batter. I just knew he was on the left side of the plate or the right side of the plate. And I was just throwing him. And he threw a perfect game, but I think he walked
No hitter, yeah.
No hitter, but yeah. So he walked like 8 or 9 guys.
Yeah.
But still, the fact that he's a fucking no hitter.
And that guy was cool as shit, too.
Oh, dude, he was
high in Georgia Pine.
He was fly as fuck.
He was fly. Like I'm saying, everybody in the 70s was. Even the dorky guys were fucking cool. All they cared about was fashion and drugs back then.
Dude, those collars. The pop. Yeah. I actually have a family portrait where I have a collar like that. You know what I mean? It's like fucking over my shoulders.
Right.
It was ridiculous.
Little kids dressed well. Old people dressed well.
We
walk around in sweats and yoga pants. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't. Lurk wears yoga pants, but I don't. Speaking of yoga pants, Michael Pham. Michael Pham. I'm signed with the Montreal Alouettes. Yeah. What's an Alouette, Michael? That's my gay voice.
I think it's a brand of cheese, isn't it?
I don't even know what an Alouette is. Is it some kind of soldier or something?
Alouette? I don't know. I mean,
Argonaut, I think, is the soldier.
Well, Argonaut, Toronto is the Argonauts. And Alouette, I didn't even know Montreal had a goddamn football team.
Oh, no? God Montreal Alouettes? I'm sure Michael Sam's going to go up there and do some kinky shit.
God bless him.
You know, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I like to make fun of the gays because, well, why not? You know, I like to make fun of everybody. It's just the way it is. You know,
there's nobody
Irish.
That
Irish doesn't like anybody except another Irishman. It's like, that's the way it is. Right, Murph?
I'm with
you. What the fuck you got this crowd and his fucking shamrock and his freaking oaken radar?
Wannabe fucking plastic patty.
Texting one of his fucking lady friends from.
No, I'm trying to figure out what an Alouette is.
Alouette.
No, I swear to God, Alouette is the fucking flavor of that cheese that you get fucking at like Ralph's on the fucking, the cheese fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I know, but it's got to be something else, though. It's got to be coming
it's fucking
from
Montreal,
else.
You know what I mean?
I'd love to go to fucking watch a football game in Montreal. I'd love to go freaking watch any CFL game. I want to go to Canada. I'm going to run to Canada.
Canada's great. Canada's a great place.
I don't have my fucking passport.
They just give you such a hard time coming back. That's what I hate about it. It's like, where the fuck you been? What have you been doing? Where are you from? It's like, hold on.
Do they really?
I'm American, man.
I'm American.
Here's my
rights.
Fucking passport, dude.
I don't have a fucking passport. I'm so lazy.
Ah, dude.
You know why I don't have my birth certificate? I don't know my fucking birth certificate.
Well, fucking go back to Massachusetts. I'm gonna, go to the fucking town hall and fucking...
On the goal, going to Lowell, Mass, and picking up my fucking golden seal.
You were born in Lowell, Mass?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my family's from Lowell, Mass. I'm a suburban kid, but fuck.
No, that's still Lowell's fucking, that's like almost like Lynn City of Sin.
It's right there. Oh, they've cleaned the up quite river. A bit, though. Lowell in the last 10, 15 years. Oh, Lawrence is a shithole.
Well, you know that fucking movie that came out of Lowell, right? The fucking boxer.
Oh, sure. The Fighter.
The Fighter.
Or High on Crack Street. Alouette.
Uh-huh.
So, I think it's actually fitting that Michael Sam is an Alouette, because an Alouette is actually...
What's his answer?
It's the song of a bird.
Really?
So a bird's song is actually called an Alouette.
All right. That's what happens when you pull your fucking dick out of a fag's ass.
That's going to be the worst fucking name in the history of fucking professional sports. Yeah, it's a bird song. Let's name our team after that. It's fitting, Michael Sam. Is that homophobic?
Nah.
I'm not afraid of Michael Sam. I'm afraid of your freaking boy there, the guy walked in the bar there. He's a homosexual as well, and his brother is freaking...
DJ?
7 foot fucking black dude.
Those are two linebackers that you don't want to fuck with right there.
Those guys. I wouldn't make any gay jokes in front of Michael Sam either.
Yeah.
So I guess I am homophobic. I'm afraid of him. Oh, sorry, Michael. Probably the biggest fucking cat you know.
Honestly, probably the best part about, like, that you could actually just make very, very good light of is right after he got drafted in the 7th round by St. Louis, when the Twitter reaction came through, how when people didn't know who he was, when it came through, like, he really must love his agent, because the first thing he did is he kissed his boyfriend.
Ah.
And a lot of people who didn't know he was homosexual didn't realize that that was his boyfriend. They thought it was just his agent. Like, oh.
His little white boy boyfriend, like 160 pounds.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like I don't know how to put this. I don't know why I went down this path.
Say it. Who gives a fuck?
I mean, yeah, it's like.
How gross that would be to watch.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Whatever happens behind the bond,
you know what I mean? It's let him be.
I'm not even going to go down that one anymore.
You're not fucking taking seconds. It's fucking fine.
I don't care. Let him fucking go. Let him go. But imagine how bad Michael Sam's fucking 12-inch lip dick fucking smells.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. What? Is that wrong?
No.
Is that wrong?
I don't know if it's right.
But hey, be gay, be yay. Be whatever you want to be. Be who you can be. It doesn't fucking matter.
Good for him.
You know?
Sure.
Exactly. If he's happy, let him be happy.
Yeah. What do I give a fuck?
No, you're not fucking him.
They want to ruin their lives by getting married. Let them fucking get married.
Let them just be happy. You know what I mean? Let them go do what they want to do.
But I don't think an NFL team would think they'd be fucking crazy to sign him. You're just inviting controversy.
Well, Tebow, too, and the fucking Eagles do it.
Well, is Tebow gay? He's gay for Jesus.
Yeah, but
he's not like fucking, you know, fucking packing fudge every fucking month.
Do we know? No way
Timmy Tebow's gay. But the thing with Michael Sam is, and why I'm saying this, because all it's going to take is, you know, a lot of those brothers are Christian, and they do not like freaking gays.
Right.
And all it's going to take is your best fucking DB to drop a fucking fag word, and next thing you know, it's a fucking another scandal, and Roger Goodell's going to fucking suspend him 4 games for saying the word fag. Which is used all the time in locker rooms. That's why you wouldn't sign him.
Who was the wide receiver for the Eagles 2 years?
Riley Cooper.
There you go. He got away with that. I will fight every nigger in here.
He got away with that.
He got away with it.
You know the brothers must not have fucking liked that shit.
Well,
Well, the thing is, what he did is he fucking put up numbers again the next season. So they're like, all right, you know what? Guess what? You know, I'd rather have this asshole in my foxhole than have him on the other team, you know?
No, him and Timmy Tebow are doing like public service announcements and shit.
There we go.
Well, that's the thing nowadays is you get everything you say, everything you do is recorded or fucking, you know. And then, so it's not like when we were kids when you fucking do whatever you wanted to do. Nowadays,
we were allowed to be kids.
You're right. Yeah.
We were allowed to be kids.
We were allowed to be people, you know, and to grow. Now, you know, who the fuck knows? I'm 40 years old. I couldn't even imagine what it would be like to be 10 years old right now.
I wouldn't want to be, you know?
The only reason I want to be 10 years old is fucking play video games and fucking be a goofball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's so much easier to hit on chicks, too. You don't have to call fucking, hey, you know, hey, Mr. Sullivan, can I talk to freaking Stacy?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that
You're
shit.
You're fucking hitting her up on Skype or some shit.
Right. Yeah, right. Like 2 a.m, be like, hey, meet me
at Snapchat.
Meet me at fucking behind
way
the 99s.
Way easier. But that scares the shit out of me because I want to have a kid. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh.
You know?
But not.
What am I going to do?
I got two nieces and they're already fucking around the phones. I'm like, oh, Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what you have the bad thing about when you have a girl, right? You got to worry about fucking every dick out there. You know what I mean? We got a boy. We got to worry about one dick.
Kid, if I, that's true. If I had a girl, I would never let her fucking go to college.
Really?
Not like live in college. The most deviant fucking thing. What road am I going down? I'm talking about fucking having kids going to fucking college. What is going on here, Lurk?
We're supposed to talk about sports.
Hey, Lurk, I'm going to take this opportunity to segue because I just freaking thought of it. I'm interested. Tell us a little about your summer of fucking Lurk and your baseball freaking in as brief a time as you can. Well, you're going to go see what? 8 ballparks?
Well, basically, kind of like I'm a big Seinfeld fan. So where George had the summer of George, I'm taking the summer of Lurk. And
the fleshlight and the Lurk. Motel 6 and the fucking Lurk.
But the big part about it is I have to drive back to North Dakota because I'm giving my vehicle to my dad. And then I'm picking up a new vehicle back there that I'm going to bring back. And so I figured it's like, you know, I got the time off. Might as well make something more out of it.
You fucking school teaches, I tell you.
I know it.
So I'm going to hit every ballpark in the western U.S. And so I broke it up in 3 stages. Stage 1 is going to be L.A., which I've already done. Then I'm going to go down to San Diego, Arizona, Denver. And then I have to go up to North Dakota right after that for a buddy's wedding. And then I'm going to hit stage 2, which is going to be Minneapolis, the 2 Chicago's, St. Louis to Kansas City. And then after I hit my mom's birthday on July 14th, I'm going to start heading west. And then I'm going to hit Seattle and hit everything down along the West Coast. And by that time...
So Seattle, then San Fran, and then
San Fran, Oakland, and then basically Anaheim is where I'll end up. Right. Okay. So Anaheim will be my last part.
Wow. That's gonna be expensive, no?
It's not gonna be cheap, but at the same time, what I'm gonna do is
spread that paycheck over 12 months.
I'm not paying rent, so I'm putting all my stuff in storage. And so I'm not paying rent during that time. So that frees up like an easy $1,500 for a month, like with no bills.
That's
fucking nuts,
that's
kid.
I would never beers fucking do and that, fucking
well,
tickets.
Again, I'm single. I got no kids. I got no wife. Yeah. And so it's like next summer, I can't say I'll have that next summer. You know, like who knows? Like in a year, you can have a kid.
Seize the moment.
Yeah,
seize the moment.
So it's like right now I have the time off. I have the availability. I don't have the commitments. I already have to drive, so why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Get on Tinder, okay, and try to fucking get a fucking girl on every one of those and tell your little fucking son and dance. Yeah, come up with your little, like, this is me, the summer of James.
Yeah. Come fucking bang me out.
Let's go watch the Twins together.
Costanza.
North Dakota Jam. Follow me on Twitter.
I think you could get something on that. You should do that.
We'll see.
Don't go eHarmony like you've been fucking doing, right?
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, no, come on. Yeah. Who cares?
No, the last one he was talking to us from eHarmony, wasn't she? She's a nice girl.
Yeah, that's the way it is nowadays.
I know.
You gotta embrace what's working.
No, that's what's fucked up. You don't meet a chick and just like get to woo her now. You gotta like, you know, show her your fucking
bank account,
top veins in your cock fucking before she
But honestly, that's the beauty of it too. It's like you get a chance, you get a platform to present yourself. Because a lot of times too, it's like that meat market at the bar. If you're not
alpha male,
if you're not alpha male, or if you're not dressed the way you're supposed to, so if you're not that fucking asshole, or if you're not dressed in the attire that's
peacocking,
whatever it is, it's like you're kind of down to the dumps, and now I'm gonna say down to the dumps, but you're kind of already pushed aside. You're kind of eliminated from that that choice, but. Like this way, it's at least you can.
Well, you can think about how you're going to present yourself. Is that what you're trying to get at? You can edit.
No. Well, let me put it this way: it's like here's.
Can we edit out this little fucking dialogue?
Honestly, it's a solid point. I rambled right there. I guess the what I was trying to get to with that whole fucking ramble was.
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. Loneliness is a choice in this day and
age. You know what you should do is just fuck friend. Fuck friend, finder friend, that kind of shit.
Adult like, friend finder. On,
yeah, exactly. That's kind of shit. Okay. Be like, who's down to fuck right now? I'm in town. I'm at the Hotel 6, right down the street from your little fucking shit shack. Come over here and smoke my fucking pole, and I'll fucking take you down.
Well, again, that's what that fucking Tinder shit is for. But honestly, like, I'm sure you guys have fucking dealt with this many times over. It's like when you're hanging out with your buddies that are all married or have significant girlfriends, all of a sudden you're hanging out just with the boys, all of a sudden, like, they see the hot chick, like,
You go talk to her. You go to her.
Because you're the single fucking guy.
If I was single, I'd be
I fucking hate that. And like, and honestly, that's not my game. My game's not to go out there and be the shark, to be that fucking attacker. I'm the guy that, like, once I get the conversation started, that's where my game begins.
Lurky got
game. But again, I have to let that all fucking filter out into that.
Lurky got game. I don't know why the fuck are we talking. What is this? Fucking love line?
Yeah, now I'm a fucking love line, yeah. All right, give me another beer, yeah?
Set him down, Adam Carolla.
God, yes, I think that was a compliment.
Segway.
Yes, let's get back to that was fucking 5 minutes of fucking dead time.
All right. Aaron Hernandez, speaking of dead, fucking poor Aaron just keeps getting himself in more and more trouble. Kid, he was a lookout for a fight.
He actually stood outside of a cell.
Stood outside of a cell and was acting as a lookout. How fucked up is that guy?
He's a fucking knucklehead.
He rolls his lifetime tattoo on his fucking neck.
He's gonna get fucking sentenced and resentenced and resentenced. I mean, he's a schmuck. He is a fucking atypical fucking idiot.
And that's the thing about the Patriots. You know, look, as much as I love the Patriots, I love to bash on them too. It's just, you know how fucking goes. They knew the fucker was fucking ripping blunts in the pocket. He didn't know that he killed someone. No. But they knew he was a fuck up. They knew he was a fucking smoking blunts in the fucking parking lot.
Well, do you know the story about when he first came in? And Wes Welker's sitting there. He's fucking, he's queuing up his tape. He's watching his film. You know, he's got his, like, you know, his film session. Dipping, of course. And here comes fucking Thugalicious fucking Hernandez, right? You know, comes and he's breathing on the back of fucking Wes's neck. He's like, oh, hey, how's this work? Fucking, it's like Atari. Is this fucking Nintendo 64? Whatever. He has no idea how to run the film. What does Wes Welker do? Gets the fuck up, pushes the chair in, turns fucking everything off, walks out of the room. Hernandez is like, hey, man, aren't you going to help me out? He's like, fuck you, rookie. And what's Hernandez say to him? I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, right.
I'll fucking kill you. And so it's like, you kidding me?
And he does.
I mean, yeah, I mean, the kid had raw talent. He was amazing.
Oh, great athlete.
You know, the fucking 2 years we had him, was it two and a half years we had him?
I think it was more like three or four, but
was it? Yeah, because I know he had a bad ankle for a while. He'd look like, you know, he'd make it rain in the end zone.
Fucking running back. They put him at running back. Remember that? They would hand the ball off to him.
He was fucking amazing. Like, if he could have kept his nose clean, could you imagine? Fucking Deflategate? Fuck you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We'd have been steamrolling people. It wouldn't even matter. Tommy wouldn't have to throw the fucking ball.
How fucked up would that guy have to be on Father's Day? He just had a fucking newborn. You know what I mean? He's like a 9-month-year-old kid. His first Father Day as a fucking father, he goes out to the fucking club and kills someone.
For dissing him. for disrespecting him.
Now, here's the funny thing is I never knew, like, Bristol. I knew Connecticut. Like, I remember.
Kid, Bristol, Connecticut is no joke.
I remember taking a ferry from Bridgeport.
Oh, it's another shithole.
Yeah, right. Whole fucking shithole. Yeah. This is, like, in, like, 85 or 86 or whatever. I'm taking a fucking, go to the island to see some family. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, well, the Connecticut is fucking your plastic fucking, you know, like, how should I say, Tupperware fucking community. Like, everybody's fucking loaded. You know, you got the
richest state in the union.
Yeah.
That New Jersey go back and forth, New Jersey and Connecticut.
Because they got New York money.
Yeah.
But you go to something like Bridgeport and then fucking Bristol. It's like, holy fucking
New
shit.
Haven.
Yeah.
Fucking Hartford.
I wish that Connecticut didn't even exist because it's such a fucking shithole to get to New York. You know what I mean? You're driving to New York. It's fucking this landmass that takes two and a half hours to get through. I don't care if you're taking the Merritt fucking Parkway. I don't care if you're taking 84. It's fucking horrible to get through that fucking place. And if you happen to stop in, like, some place like that, New Haven, Bristol, you can't fucking
believe it. Blood on the walls and the hotels and shit.
So, you know, and here's this kid fucking who had the world at his fucking feet.
They were by the balls.
Mm. Playing ball in Miami. Now, Miami's thugalicious. You know, they're fucking, you know.
Well, Florida.
Florida, whatever. I just,
same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was another main conversation.
It kills me, though. It kills me that somebody like that, like, couldn't you just, like, be like, I just signed a $40 million contract. Maybe I should grow up. Maybe I should stop shooting people.
Someone.
Maybe I should stop smoking weed.
PCP. I mean, weed, I can, whatever.
Yeah,
you know, weed.
You know, plus. Yeah, everybody
PCP,
smokes
PCP, that shit will make you fucking strip down naked and run the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I've done that.
But last night. Honestly, I think Flemmy can probably agree with me on this one. When I look at him, I see another kid just waiting for his get out jail free card. You know, like, somewhere along the line, someone's going to forgive me.
Someone's going to bail me out.
Yeah, someone's like.
He was an MCI Walpole. Now, I had to go visit a friend that did a bad thing at MCI Walpole. And that place is like
bad news.
Fucking the worst place you ever want to be.
What's bad news?
Oh, my God. like, you're talking about a jail. You want to talk about like a fucking medieval fucking jail? You know what I mean? Like, cold and dark and fucking like
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, totally kind of like that. Like a dungeon. The whole fucking place, a dungeon. You know what I mean? I was like, fuck, get me out of here, dude. Here's your fucking money for your canteen. I'm getting out of here. I'm fucking sorry, dude. Like, spooking me out.
You know? Just run.
Boys will be boys, but not today.
Like, Massachusetts, I really think, does it right. Like, that place is fucking nuts.
Yeah, you don't want to go there.
You fuck up, you go there, you don't want to go.
You're going to be there the rest of his fucking life, too.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Is he in Walpole?
No, they moved him out to Bristol, another fucking state-of-the-art fucking facility.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of like, it doesn't have the charm. But you know what I mean? Like, if you knew you were going to spend the rest of your life in Walpole, and let's say you just like, you know, let's say you ran over a busload of nuns. You know what I mean? You only have like 6-year sentence. You'd be like, I'm never, ever fucking going to drink and drive. Or I'm never going to fucking, you know, smoke PCP and fucking run over a busload of nuns.
Jesus Christ, Lord.
Yeah, you know? But yeah, no, that's fucked up. The poor kid, man. I mean,
Fuck.
You know what? You know what? He didn't have a fucking dad.
He didn't have a dad when he was 16 until he was 16. His mom was fucked up. His mom was like, his mom was taking bets. His mom was a bookie.
You know, you are a product of your environment. It's a shame. You know what I mean? You come from a good home. You
tend to fucking,
look, that's true to a certain extent, but then going fucking killing someone, that's a whole different.
Shooting somebody that fucking bumped into you in a fucking club?
No,
they were buddies.
No, the other guy. The other guy they shot.
The first guy. And that's why he killed the second guy, because he was afraid that he was going to rat on. That's what it was.
Yeah.
But the first guy. And he fucking shot in. He shot three guys, supposedly.
I know. But, you know, why do you kill somebody right down the street from your house?
I know it. And right in a quiet suburban neighborhood,
why don't
too?
You take him to fucking, you know, like fucking
Lawrence.
Southie and fucking dump him in the goddamn marshes?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like fucking, do it's fucking, you
North
know.
Attleboro, fucking quiet suburb. Probably had one dead body in 30 years.
And fucking, you know, I don't know. Just fucking take him to the Cape and fucking throw him in the water.
And then leave your fucking bubblicious gum there.
Oh, dumbass. Dude, rent a fucking boat, do like Dexter, chop him fucking up, weigh down the bags, and fucking take him 10 miles out.
Yeah, it's not like TV has not taught these people how to be better at what they do.
What a dumbass. I mean, you shoot somebody literally, a mile and a half down the fucking road in an industrial park or some shit?
Yeah.
You know? And you fucking leave bullet casings and shit. Like, that's like
gum.
I don't care how high you are, dude. Fucking be smart.
Yeah.
Fucking wood chipper. Rent a wood chipper. Fucking chop them up. Make
them
mulch.
Put them in the back of the fucking car.
Pull those fucking mullers out and fucking chip them up.
Drive them to fucking Quincy and throw them at Walston fucking beach. There you go.
Whitey
Bulger style.
Exactly. I was going to say, take them out to Southie with Whitey style. Fucking throw them in the fucking marsh.
The movie looks good too, huh? Fucking Johnny Depp. How fucked up is Whitey Bulger, though? He fucking yanked up. Or Flemmy more than fucking.
Well, you know, Stevie the Rifleman Flemmy was fucking.
Dude, he yanked the fucking teeth out of his stepdaughter's fucking mouth. How mm-hmm. fucked up do you have to be?
Well, you gotta not want to get caught. See, that's smart. That's intelligence.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
You're
like, I gotta kill this bitch, and I can't get caught.
I'm gonna rip her teeth out.
I'm gonna rip her fucking teeth out, because they're the only things that aren't gonna fucking, you know, stick around.
You go through your fucking cell phone. Bring it back to Tom Brady for a second. You know, I can't believe people actually think that he should have gave up his cell phone. As a fucking union member, I am freaking proud of Tom for not setting a precedent of giving up his cell phone.
He's going to have to, I think.
Why?
No.
Why?
Let me put it this way, Murph. Like, you're in the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's all of a sudden say the guy from the Food and Drug Administration comes down and say, all right, I want your cell phone. You're going to give it to me, and I can do whatever the fuck I want with it for 2 days. Are you instantly going to give him your cell phone?
I don't have anything incriminating on my phone.
But this thing, anything on
your phone could put the entire world.
You put the entire world. I mean, that's good that you say that.
Was he
going
to see some naked pictures of my chick? You know what
I mean? That could be Giselle.
Imagine if your girlfriend's Giselle. And honestly, your girlfriend, she's a very attractive woman, and I would not want those pictures being
I think she wouldn't mind. You know what I mean?
What? Then touche to you and her, and that's awesome.
I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from. It's a privacy thing, okay? And, you know, think about it. 20 years ago, when this shit was going on, right? You know what I mean? The guys were like, hey, do this for me, do that for me, do this for that. There's no fucking text message.
There was no paper trail.
You know what I mean?
There's a cigarette and a Budweiser can.
Exactly. You know, and that's it. You know, we're sitting here talking like we're talking now. It's gotten so crazy.
Well, they always talk about precedents. And remember when Brett Favre got in trouble for fucking sending dick pics?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They tried to pull the same thing. Goodell wanted his cell phone, and Brett said no. You know what happened? They fined fucking Brett Favre like $20,000. That was it. Tom Brady doesn't give up his cell phone. Not sexual harassment. Just doesn't want to give up his cell phone. Four fucking games and two freaking draft picks. This is madness.
I think that,
but it's
I think
detrimental
that's
a, to the game.
You know what? The game shmame. You know what I mean?
Protect the shield.
That's a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean? Because you know, you got
shield.
Fucking the guy from Green Bay, fucking the quarterback,
Favre,
Aaron Rodgers.
No, Aaron Rodgers saying, "I like my balls extra pumped up."
Yeah.
You got other guys coming on record. Yeah. You know what I mean? Saying, "I like my balls this way. I like my balls that way." You know what I mean? Why can't a QB have the? You know, it's like the pitchers. You know, you get pitchers in baseball getting now fucking. You know, they're fucking doctoring up the ball because they need a grip.
They've always been.
You know, and they've always been doing that, right? So what the fuck is the difference? It's, you know, to segue back to the Deflategate. We smoked the Colts. All right, dude. We fucking put them on a skewer. We fucking burnt them. We took a piece of chocolate and a fucking graham cracker fucking crust and ate them. Okay, like a fucking s'mores. All right. It would be different if it was 23-21 and you know what I mean? It was something like that, you know? And we fucking won by a field goal or some bullshit, right? And what fucking Gronkowski's fucking ball was like 17.9. You know what I mean? It was a fucking blimp that he kicked through the fucking field goal, through the wickets. We're talking about, like, it was pouring rain. We're talking about a guy who supposedly went in to take a fucking piss and comes out with fucking 12 balls that are magically all deflated.
And they're all perfect.
They're all fucking, you know.
Now they can't even catch
they're
them.
They're all at 13.1 or fucking 12.9, you know. So Tommy's fucking got specs on them all. And he liked, granted, you know, we were talking about this earlier. He threw almost 400 yards in the game. He fucking did well. Blunt fucking ran like a fucking truck that whole game. But it was fucking pouring rain. And we fucking killed him.
Talk about paper trail on text. Those fuckers would be bragging about, that fucking fat boy would be bragging about every fucking thing he did. There would be a million texts if that's what he was doing.
Right, right. He would have texted his fucking aunt, his uncle.
In their wildest dreams, they never would have thought that someone's going to be looking at this.
That's a fantastic point. I'd never even thought about that.
It would be all over his fucking phone.
If I did something despicable and it fucking worked, I'd be like, fuck yeah, motherfuckers.
How much he practiced it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the techniques he used.
That's a good point.
Like, I've got a fucking needle up my ass I can pull out in a fucking second when I'm in that fucking bathroom, and I can deflate a fucking ball like nobody's business.
Take it off my gloves.
It's like, holy shit. It's like saying you can suck dick fucking, you know, fucking from here to attorney. I'm sorry. No, it just does not fucking
see the
float.
Analogy, but yeah.
It does not float. You know what I mean? How can you get... We're talking about less than 2 minutes in a shitter.
A minute and 40 seconds.
Right? It's, so you're hanging a leg in that... Like, I timed myself when I took my fucking piss, right?
I've been doing that,
and
too.
I can usually... I got a really small bladder, and I can piss in under a minute, all right? So I piss in under a minute, like 48 seconds. That gives me what? Another less than a minute to
but
fucking
he has
deflate.
His fucking triple fat goose starter jacket on. He's got fucking gloves on because it's 10 degrees out. His dick is probably shriveled up the size of Lurks.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, how's he going to be able to fucking
he's got
do
the
this?
Angry ash. Maybe he uses angry ash itch to fucking puncture those fucking balls. You never know.
It would be all, other than one fucking text from May calling himself the deflator.
I don't know,
you know how New England people are. They're just fucking weird. I can see him calling himself.
I just love how our region is just all like, fuck them all.
I know
it. Fuck them all. You know what? You can fucking put an asterisk next to Barry Bonds' ass, next to fucking whatever, and do whatever, but you can all suck a bag of dicks.
I tell you who I have no patience for, though, is Pete Rose. Fuck Pete Rose. Okay? Because Pete Rose, they say, oh, he only bet on his team to win. Yeah. Not every fucking night. No. So when he didn't bet on his team to win, you know what he's saying to the gambling community? I think we're going to fucking lose.
Exactly.
And the money is fucking...
No, when you're a manager, you have the manipulation.
Yeah.
Like, I heard an argument about this. Like, you could bring the guy who's got the fucking rusty shoulder out. You know what I mean? And it's the top of the eighth, this guy on the second to the third. Oh, I'm going to bring out fucking this schmuck.
Yeah.
And he's going to fucking lob some some fucking butter down the middle of the plate.
He never bet on Mario Soto. You know, remember Mario Soto? He had a few moments. He was really good. He was an all-star one year. Mario Soto for the Reds. Never bet on him. So that tells fucking the gambling community right there, hey, guess what? Let's bet against Mario Soto because his old manager don't think they're going to fucking win.
Exactly.
Fuck him. And plus, he's a fucking Cincinnati Red. Everybody's like, oh, poor Pete. Fuck him.
Nah, you know what? I hate the big red machine because, you know, in 1976, I was 3 fucking years old, and I cried when we lost.
What were you doing in 86?
Oh, you don't even want to know. I was bummed out. Mm. When Billy Buckner did that to me.
Oh, my old man freaking...
I didn't watch baseball for 5 years.
You know what? I'm kind of getting sick of that episode I was getting brought up because I've heard a lot of news agency, or not news, but sports affiliates bring that up when the Clippers just did their last collapse. They started bringing up, like, well, remember when the Red Sox did theirs? But again, they always fucking bring up, and I'm not a Red Sox fan, but they always bring up the Red Sox, but they never bring up when the Yankees did their flop.
So here's what was happening, though, James. At Shea Stadium, they had already fucking queued up on the fucking back of the, at Shea Stadium, they had, congratulations, Boston Red Sox, fucking World Series championships.
Cover the locker room in plastic.
Exactly. Everything was ready to go. Like, it was like, you know, you've already got your fucking rubber on your cock. You're fucking sticking it in the prom queen. And then all of a sudden, the fucking world ends. It was horrible. And you know what happened that year? All right? The fucking Pats got smushed by the fucking Bears.
Sure.
And the Edmonton Oilers destroyed the Bruins.
The Celtics.
But the Celts beat the
Rockets.
They were the only, we had four teams that went to the finals that year. And the Celts were the only fucking team that brought home the fucking.
Well, I guess
it was horrible.
The point I'm trying to make is like that's a fucking horrible event to go through.
It's horrible.
But
they
try to reference every horrible event that's happened after that.
Now Billy Buckner should have never been playing first. His fucking knees were just junk. You know what I mean? They were like a fucking old pair of fucking roller skates. You know?
Talk about a guy that's gone through some. That has to be a shitty life to go through that.
You know what? He came back to Boston when we won in 2004, and he got vindicated.
He's been forgiven.
He's been forgiven. You know what I mean? He can come back to Boston anytime he wants. He will not get shot. But I'll tell you what. I know tons of people, like my uncle included, God rest his soul, he's no longer with it. He lost 40 grand on that game.
Jesus.
40 fucking grand in 86. You know what that is these days?
A lot of money.
A lot of fucking money. And he always would be like, I was betting on your Sox. That fucking Buckner guy, if I ever see him.
40 grand. I lose $40 at the casino. I go into shell shock.
Exactly.
I'm such a pussy.
40 fucking grand he put on him.
Yeah.
No. I remember because he called me up. He's like, do you think your Sox are going to beat the Mets? I was like, yeah, we're fucking good. We got Clemens. We got fucking Bruce Hurst. We got Wade Boggs. We got all these fucking guys.
And they all hated each other, too. That was the thing. Yeah. Oil Cam Boyd. They fought like cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. They hated each other.
Yeah, and then fucking bunch of fucking coked out fucking Dwight Gooden fucking wannabes fucking beat us.
It's a great book. It's called The Bad Guys Won.
Yeah.
It's about 36 minutes.
I read it.
Jeff Perlman.
They partied like rock stars.
I actually liked them after reading that book.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, wow, these guys are fucking cool.
They deserved it, actually. You know what I mean? If you're going to fucking live and die by the sword.
Dwight Gooden was in a crack house during the parade. Literally, he was fucking smoking crack and watching the parade on TV.
He didn't care.
And your boy Daryl Strawberry from right fucking here, right? Daryl Strawberry's from Crenshaw.
There's a lot of,
a lot of strawberries. strawberry neighborhood. This is a football show. What the fuck are you doing to me, Merv?
Sorry, buddy.
Your last fucking point I'm going to make. They're moving they voted on it. It's official. They're moving the PAT back to the 15.
Yeah.
15-yard line.
Well, that's going to be interesting. I mean, because, you know, I mean, more teams are going to take the two-point conversion, hopefully. You know what I mean? And so you've got, you know, a whole different, mentality going on. Like, you get a kicker. A kicker can obviously fucking knock that through the wickets.
Right.
But do you want to go for two?
And there's going to be more of a rush. They're going to come after him more because they know the kicker has to. They just popped it up in the air. Now they have to freaking drive it a little bit. So it's going to be a lower kick and you're going to get, you know, guys coming after it.
But, I mean, then you have the fake field goal. And you know what really bugs me about that rule is that if you block it or fucking recover it or whatever, you run it back, you get fucking 2 points.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't like that.
Why?
That's a lot of fucking effort for 2 points.
Oh, you think it should be more? You think it should be a touchdown?
It should be like fucking 4 points, all right? You know what I mean? It's like, fuck. I just went 100 fucking yards. You know what
point
I mean?
Play. Yeah, good point.
You know,
any point you can get.
Yeah, I mean, shit, but, you know, it's like, hey, you're taking that risk, that's two, but if it gets blocked and comes back, it's four. So, you know, I don't know.
How about fucking Charlie Weiss? Kid, he's making $25 million to not coach.
He's catching.
Wait, what?
He's getting paid by Notre Dame, and he's getting paid by Kansas, excuse me.
Oh, Notre Dame, they were ridiculous with the contract.
He should have never left the fucking Pats. He was an amazing offensive coordinator.
This is the first Super Bowl they won without him.
The smart move he did was leaving the Pats, because look at all the money he's getting.
No,
after leaving the Pats.
Financially, yes. Yeah. But he should have stayed on Belichick's side, and it would have done us an amazing.
But we sit here and we talk about fucking air out of a football, and I always like to bring this up. Brian fucking Kelly, the the head coach of Notre Dame now, got away with fucking murder, and nobody fucking said a thing. He literally, when he sent that fucking kid up on that scissor lift, you know about this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He sent a kid up in Gale Force winds up on a scissor lift to film practice, and the scissor lift tipped over and fucking killed the kid, and nothing happened to Brian Kelly. Well, dude, he ordered that kid to go up there.
That's because Notre Dame fucking, you know, paid
Catholics,
him off.
Catholics know how to squash shit.
Exactly.
They're going to need the Catholic Church to be doing the flake gate shit.
Forgive forget.
That's it, man. You fucking, here's a fucking nine-figure fucking check. Go away.
That's
go
what
away.
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, they paid off that family, and Brian Kelly gets nothing. Amazing. You don't tell someone to go up in
there. Have you ever been in that stadium?
No, Notre Dame.
It's fucking amazing.
South Bend?
Yeah. Sure I went there one time. I was there with a friend. He was a big Notre Dame fan. I mean, I'm Irish, and, you know, so I'm partial. But we go there, fucking pull up, walking around, and the groundskeeper guy's like, hey, you guys want to go inside? I'm like, yeah. He's like, grease my palm. So I'm fucking $20. He takes us up and in and all the way to the president's box. We're looking around in the president's box where every SI cover of every Notre Dame dude, like, you know,
sure.
all Tim that fucking
Brown,
shit.
Fucking
yeah,
New
all those fucking guys. You know, fucking, what's the guy from the 49ers? Fucking
Joe Montana,
you know, that whole shit. He's taking us around, you know, and then he takes us outside and we're watching Notre Dame practice. And my buddy's just all like fucking busting a nut. He's like, this is amazing. And I could give two shits. Yeah, I'm like, whatever. Right. But I'm like, it's part of the road trip. We're driving, you know, from Boston to California. And I'll just never forget, we were actually in that stadium. You know what I mean? It's a fucking amazing place. I mean, it's built around that. The whole fucking campus is built around that stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an NBC station right there before you cut turn
right?
in. Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's Notre Dame. You know?
It is Notre Dame. They can make shit like that go away.
Mm-hmm.
Guy sends a fucking kid to his death sentence. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Tom Brady might have, probably generally known some guy freaking is letting the air out of a ball.
Ah, hell.
And he's a fucking
Well, again,
pariah.
It's like the lubricant on line or offensive lineman jerseys. Stick him on a receiver's hands or stick him even on defensive
What I want to end that with is if you know what, you're fucking not cheating, you're not fucking trying hard enough.
Yeah, please. My heroes include Ric Flair, Jesse Buddy Ventura.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck you. You know what I mean? You're not getting ahead unless you're trying to get the extra edge. And we have Darth Hoodie, who is the fucking most evilest, most contriving fucking thinker in the fucking free world. Is he not?
I don't know, man. He gets a lot. I say my piece on him all the time. I think he lucked out that they fucking got Tommy. How about that? I think if Tom Brady never happens,
Tommy.
I think he gets fucking fired after 5 years of Drew Bledsoe being feckless. If Drew Bledsoe never gets fucking hit in the chest by Mo Lewis, I don't think we're talking
God bless
about
Mo. You fucking, know, fucking Mo.
Kid, I'm going to end this fucking podcast right now because I got to piss like you fucking can't believe. And I don't trust either one of you to freaking have the airways about your own. So that's it. I'm just kidding. It's been a great time.
We're
freaking
done.
Come on, freaking anytime you want. Follow
Thanks
not me, a buddy of mine.
Feeling
Twitter,
the love.
And we're fucking out of here. Till next time. Later.
Shuffle this, so I rest.